When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music and entertainment news. Dua Lipa has revealed that she's been working on her upcoming third album, Radical Optimism, since before her debut's release. The star, who just last week dropped the new song Illusion from the new record, explained in a profile with Time magazine that when she was making her self-titled album, she was already planning and making notes on what her third would look like. The levitating hitmaker also said that for her third album, she wanted to work with Tame Impala's Kevin Parker, before being told by her A&R to slow down, but in a full circle moment, Kevin is now a producer on the new album. Since her first studio album's release in 2017, Dua has reached stratospheric fame, with Grammy wins and a headline slot at Glastonbury. Radical Optimism is out on the 3rd of May. Donald Glover has announced that he will release just two more albums as Childish Gambino. The multi-talented artist has released four records under his rap alter ego, but has since revealed that he plans to retire Childish Gambino after releasing two more full albums. The next release will be a follow-on from his 2020 release, 3/15/20, and it's called Atavista. The second is called Bando Storm and the New World, and is the official soundtrack to a new film of the same name. There's currently no release date for the two albums yet. Meanwhile, Donald has had huge success in his acting career too, with his massive show Atlanta and his most recent offering, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Have you ever killed anyone?
No. Not really.
Really?
No.
Courtney Love has shared some candid views of the artists of today, and fans have had a lot to say about it on social media. The whole singer and widow of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain was chatting to The Standard when she said Taylor Swift was not important nor interesting as an artist. Courtney added Lana Del Rey and her late husband were the only true musical geniuses she's ever known, but that she'd recently stopped listening to Lana. Courtney added that she was a big fan of Madonna, but that she was not relevant musically. However, fans were quick to disagree with Courtney's comments online, particularly regarding Taylor. Meanwhile, the singer was promoting her BBC Radio 6 music series called Courtney Loves Women, in which she discussed who has influenced her. The show is available to listen in full on BBC Sounds. After their surprise collaboration on stage at Coachella, rapper J Balvin has said he wants a spot on Will Smith's upcoming album. J Balvin shared the full video of the two artists coming together on stage at the festival gig to sing Will's classic track Men in Black from the 1997 film of the same name, when Jay added in the caption that he's heard Will's album, calling it fire, before adding, "Don't leave me out of it." Fans in the crowd went crazy after seeing the actor and artist hop on stage in a full suit to sing the tune, which was fitting for Jay's alien-themed set. And Nicole Scherzinger and her fiancé Tom Evans are gearing up to officially tie the knot and start a family pretty soon. Rugby player Tom was chatting to Men's Health when he opened up about how proposing to the former Pussycat Dolls singer was the best day of his life, before adding that marrying her and starting a family is something he cannot wait for. Details of the famous pair's nuptials are being kept private, but they were spotted on Sunday at the Olivier Awards, where Nicole was awarded the Best Actress in a Musical Award for her role in Sunset Boulevard. If you're after more royal content, make sure you check out our other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast, which has just dropped a brand new episode. The latest episode is all about the new Netflix movie Scoop, which tells the story of the journalists of BBC Newsnight securing the now infamous Prince Andrew interview. Our hosts, Emily, Andrea and Emmy, are joined by former Newsnight producer Sam McAllister, who's played in the movie by Billy Piper, who reveals all about what it was like being in the room while the interview was being filmed and just how she managed to secure it. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates on your favourite celebrities.